This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The final environmental impact statement is complete for the Millennium Bulk Terminal, but regulations could put its future in question. The port would be the largest coal export terminal in North America, but it would also be an incredible opportunity for Northwest farmers shipping their goods to the Pacific Rim.
No question, because that's another piece that has been one of the main items that I always bring up. Export capacity is export capacity.
Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller says asking Millennium to mitigate not for shipping the coal, but for the use of it at its final destination is a huge overstep by the state.
So when you preclude a bulk export facility like this that has the ability to move coal and other things, but also takes pressure off of other ports, that's another key factor. You know, that coal is going to move somewhere. Millennium or not Millennium, the product that Asia is asking for will move to Asia, one way or the other.
Stuhlmiller says ag exports would also be impacted.
If we lose rail lines and port capacity within Washington as a result, because you don't expand that facility or keep a viable facility there at Longview, then you put pressure on the rest of the system to try to move product through. And we've already had those port slowdowns and issues like that that happen. So the more ways to get to the Pacific Rim, the better.
Stuhlmiller says in a state where one in four jobs is tied to trade, it sends the wrong message about our trade and export policies and infrastructure.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.